One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hello, my name's Dana. I'm calling in again. I called in once before, told a bunch of stories about my sister. And I got two stories that I'm going to tell you now. So the first one's kind of short, and it's kind of happened recently. So I'm not really a sensitive person. My sister's the sensitive one, and I don't really have that much of like an intuition, you could call it. But recently, my crazy dreams, because usually I have like nonsense dreams, like I'm a superhero fighting a giant armadillo type dreams. But anyways, recently those dreams have become like realistic, things that could actually happen. And the first dream was, my friend, I kept dreaming that they were crying, and this happened consistently a couple nights. And so finally, after a few nights of me just watching them cry in my dreams and waking up feeling so heartbroken, I reached out to them, and apparently they've been being really discriminated against at work, and people have been being horribly mean to them. And so there's that one. And then the second one was a couple weeks ago. I had a dream that my best friend's brother was going to become a dad, and not just any dad, a girl dad. And he's engaged, but he's not planning. They haven't talked about it. But I get a call from my best friend about a week after I have that dream, and she tells me, "Hey, Connor, her brother, is going to be a dad in a month. Beth, his fiance, is giving birth to a girl. Isn't that cool, man? If I could have prophetic dreams that were good news like that all the time, it'd be great." So the next story is a little bit of a longer one and a little bit of a creepy one. So it starts out, I'm coming home from work one day. I have three loving pets that always greet me at the door, a dog and two cats. And cats will usually do what cats do, which they'll yowl at me, they'll walk between my legs, and they'll just be super adorable. Well, anyways, I come home one day, and they're getting ready to do that, but then they just stop in their tracks, and they look at me. And the one cat is like, "No, I hate you, why are you here?" And then they hiss and run away. And the other cat kind of takes a couple steps closer to me, and then hisses and runs off. And I'm like, "What the heck is this?" And so I pet my dog because nothing's wrong with her, and I thought the cats just had bugs up their butt about something, and so I continue my day. But every time I get close to them, they would hiss at me and run away. And so the next day, I'm talking to my friend, and he's telling me, "Okay, come over, and I'll draw a few cards," meaning he'd read my tarot, right? And so we go over to his place, and he pulls some cards for me, and the first card is, "There's a masculine energy around you." Like, okay, well, my dad's been around a lot more and my fiance has been around a lot more because they've been working from home, so that could track. But then the next one, he pulls a car and he just makes a darn face. Okay, what is it? What's the face for? I ask him. And then he pulls another card and he makes even more of a face. And I'm just starting to die inside and freak out, going, what's wrong? Why are you making these faces? What does it say? Because the last time he did this, it happened. It said, a man in your life is going to take the next step and you're going to get a better job, all of which happened. My boyfriend is now my fiance, and a terrible job I was in changed to a really good job. So I'm like, oh my God, something bad. Oh my God, what's happening? And he's just making darn faces. And so finally he says something and he says, the masculine energy around you is going to bring you nothing but sadness. And I'm like, what? What does that mean? Is this why my cats hate me? And he continues and says, this masculine energy that's going to cause you nothing but sadness came around from a place you were at. And I'm like, I don't go anywhere but work or home. Like, how could I have picked it up from work? I work at a grocery store. What? And he told me, he's like, I don't know, I just pull the cards. And so I go home and I decide, okay, I'm going to try and get rid of this on my own. And I light some candles. I say a prayer and I smudge my entire house. And usually this helps a bit whenever there's like some stuff going on, but my cat still hated me. I didn't know why. Still. I was like, oh, this should have gotten rid of it. So I'm complaining to another friend and she's really Catholic. And she's like, okay, here, why don't you wear this? And she gave me this, like, St. Mary's medal that she was given, I guess, I'm not sure what it was, but it was about, like, an inch big, and it just had the visage, I mean, not St. Mary, Mother Mary, the visage of Mary on it. And so I wore it, and she said, wear this, and it should help. Okay, well, I started breaking out where it would sit on my chest after a couple days. And I have some metal sensitivities. And so I told her, I'm like, I think I'm allergic to this. And she's like, no, that's like true silver. That shouldn't cause you an issue. Because the only metals that don't cause me problems are silver and gold. Like true blue, silver, and gold. And she's like, it shouldn't cause you any problem. So I gave it back to her. And I get fresh. Still, my cats, my loving, beautiful, wonderful cats, hate me. And the initial friend, the one that drew my cards, was like, fine, I'm going to take care of this. So we plan a day to get together. And once again, he's just doing his thing, not telling me what he's going to do until I finally get upset and like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm going to cleanse you. I'm like, okay. So he tells me, stand by the door, because he opens all of my windows, all of my doors, everything. And he puts down a black candle. He puts down a white candle. He lights, excuse me, he lights some incense. And he starts to pray. He invokes this and that and calls for protection. And all while spraying me with this mixture of water and certain herbs and stuff like that. And I start getting nauseous. I start feeling really tired and nauseated and just awful. And he warned me that this could cause me to become a little bit dizzy because, like, dispersing of energy, it's happened before. And I'm like, okay, well, am I supposed to get nauseous? And he's not answering me again. And I'm just getting frustrated. I'm getting angry, not necessarily because he's not answering me, but because he keeps spraying me, and I feel sick, and I just want to throw up, and finally it's over. He's done praying. There's a big gust of wind for some reason, and there's just a bunch more smoke than there was originally, but he says, we're done. Okay, all right, that's great. I'm going to go get sick now. So I run to the bathroom. I get sick. And I come back out. And I sit down. And my one cat comes and sits on my lap. It's always the cat that whenever I'm sad or upset or feeling sick will just come and sit and cuddle with me. But he hasn't been this entire time. And so when he came and he sat on my lap, I just started bawling my eyes out. Because whatever my friend did worked. And my cats loved me again. Well, if you play this on the show, thanks. Y'all are great. You're super cool. Hi, Carol. If not, later.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.